Joe knows sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports.
On WGCL. One of the neat stories to follow here as we wind through the rest of this winter, and it's no surprise the job that Hall of Fame wrestling coach Marty Hutsell is doing in North. They're 14-3. Ahead of the January 13th meeting, their next match with Edgewood. Already a tournament title under their belts and doing it primarily with an underclass lineup, only two senior starters. You know, Marty knows all about state titles and individual champs through his reign down in Georgia for decades. And following in the footsteps of his Hall of Fame father, Kay, here locally again, no better example of the apple not falling far from the tree, as I always like to say.
Talk about the system, and you and I have discussed this before.
Well, I don't know if it's a secret system, but yeah, my dad did invent it, and I've been in a lot of wrestling rooms, and I've never seen a system that works as well as my dad's, and I give all the credit to my father because he was the best, and he still is the icon.
He kind of simplified it when he did what he did at Bloomington and Bloomington South High Schools before he retired and walked away with all of those state championships and individual state champions as well. Your pop, talk about, you know, putting a game plan together. There wasn't much that Kay missed.
No, with Dad, he knew all 14 different personalities of his wrestlers and 14 weight classes, and he handled every kid differently. And that's, you know, I still learn each year when I coach, and there's always something I remember about Dad and how he handled the kids. And without a doubt, he could do that.
Well, he did that, and his son Marty is doing it out at Bloomington North, true to his father, Kay. Marty Hutsell, who joined me on Cougar Night at Yogi's Tuesday night as we kicked off another year on Sports Talk. And mentioning that, Andy Hodson later today. Don't forget, In the Zone, Dave and Glass, your phone calls tonight at 6. I'm Joe Smith.
Let's go. Joe knows sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, it was Cougar Night Tuesday night as we kicked off another year of Sports Talk live from Yogi's. Heard earlier today from Hall of Fame wrestling coach Marty Hutsell. Now to the hardwood and those Cougs of Andy Hodson. A 68th meeting Friday night between the South Panthers and the Cougs. The Panthers moved into the number 11 slot, by the way, this week in the polls. North unranked for now, but 9-2, and certainly the monkey off the back after a two-game sweep in 2014. And an old saying, you know, you win with seniors. Well, part of that Final Four run a year ago certainly was related to who they had in the senior class. 11 games now into this new year with some new pieces, but guys who've been around the block.
And what they've done is every day in practice they bring it. You know, Monday through Thursday when we're preparing, they come, they battle each other, they make each other better. It's a really unselfish group, and that we've seen years ago. We keep them on the JV, we played them in the summer together.
Yep.
We could see that we had an unselfish group coming through, they had a lot of fun with each other, had a lot of fun playing together. And then I think we've reaped some of the benefits this year of gaining some confidence that we got last year through the tournament with these guys in that mix. And then now they just play with a quiet confidence about them that we're enjoying.
Well, the tickets, by the way, for you Cougar fans on sale today for the rest of the week in the athletic office are $5. Our coverage begins at 7 o'clock with Chalk Talk, Andy Hodson and J.R. Holmes. Doors will open at 5. JV game goes at 6. North JVs, by the way, like the varsity, won the South Ripley Holiday Tournament. Jordan Basie's crew and Aaron Parker's South Siders kick off the night's festivities. They're 10-0, by the way, and it ought to be a hot venue down on the home court Friday night. In the Zone, Dave and Glass, your phone calls tonight at 6. I'm Joe Smith.